Chapter 3. The Middle of the Night. It's 2:30. There are big clouds in the sky. The moon is behind the clouds. There aren't any lights in Joey's house now. The garden is completely dark. Joey hears noises in the garden again. Something is moving outside the tent.
Is it a deer from the forest?
Thinks Joey. Then through the tent, he sees two big hands with long fingers. He touches Kevin's arm.
What's happening?
Asks Kevin. Kevin tries to see Joey in the dark.
There's something outside the tent,
says Joey, quietly.
Look, Kevin.
Kevin looks through the tent.
It's only the branches of the tree,
he says.
Don't be stupid.
Joey doesn't answer. He looks at his watch. There are 4 hours until morning. Kevin goes to sleep again, but Joey can't sleep. The wind is very strong now, and the door of the tent moves. Joey wants to go to his house and turn on the light. He puts his hand on Kevin's arm.
Kevin, wake up!
What's happening, Joey?
We must go inside,
Joey says.
The wind is strong and it's dangerous.
Kevin gets out of his warm sleeping bag.
Okay, Joey,
he says.
Let's get our things and go into the house.
But Joey doesn't answer Kevin. He isn't in the tent now. He's running into the house.